And that was Blue Monk by Dirty Dozen Brass Band on 88.5 KNKX.
Fantastic. Drew Thomas, our School of Jazz guest DJ, taking over the 8 o'clock hour on KNKX tonight. Drew is an 18-year-old trumpet player, also blows a little bit of French horn, but that's not his main jazz instrument. He's at Linwood High School under the direction of Phil Onishi. Drew, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Great to have you here. Tell us about some of the earliest music you remember growing up. What was the music like for Drew as a little boy in the house?
So my mom, she sings at the choir at my church, and she's just got a really nice voice. So, you know, growing up to that, and my older sister did music too. So
plenty of music around as a child.
Yeah.
And there was also a trumpet in the closet. Tell me about that.
That's kind of how I picked trumpet. My elementary school band teacher, he's like, "You're a trombone player," but I had a trumpet in my closet, so I was playing trumpet.
I said, "No, sir. The dad says trumpet." Do you remember the first time you heard some jazz?
I started taking lessons with Jim Sisko, and he sent me home after one lesson with Kind of Blue CD by Miles Davis. So that was really the first jazz I really listened to. And man, it's just such a great first album for any fifth grader to listen to. So that was awesome.
Not a bad place to start for any trumpet player. Was it specifically Miles' trumpet sound, or was the whole mood of Kind of Blue what got to you?
You know, I've always kind of looked up to the way Miles plays. You know, you don't need to play 5,000 notes to sound cool. So that was kind of first experience.
Why don't we play a song from that record? What do you got for us from Kind of Blue?
So What by Miles Davis on 88.5 KNKX. And that was Brooklyn by Youngblood Brass Band on 88.5 KNKX.
That's our School of Jazz guest DJ Drew Thomas. He's taken over the 8 o'clock hour here on KNKX. And we've got more brass bands coming too. That was so much fun. What do you like about brass bands?
I really like the just brassy and raw feel, and they carry this phenomenal energy when you see them live, you know.
Yeah, that was a live recording, but even the song we began the show with, the Dirty Dozen Brass Band, in the studio, it felt live. And I think there's something about that liveness of jazz that's special.
Yeah, and I was at a masterclass a couple months ago with Alan Vizzuti, and he said that we need to go and watch live performances because they just carry such amazing energy that you don't get from a recording. There's a way this is the music wants to be played that you just need to let it loose, you know? And I think brass bands do a very good job of that. Me and a couple of high school buddies, we went up and we saw 45th Street Brass, which is a local band, just rock Sea Monster Lounge. And it was an amazing performance. And people were getting up and kind of moving around to the music. And, you know, they're feeding off of the audience and taking what the audience's energy and infusing their own. And it just becomes almost like a conversation between the audience and the band. And it's a very special experience to see that. And it is a great time.
Now, tell me more about this band, 45th Street Brass. How'd you find out about them?
My friend Jan at our high school, he is a student of Peter Daniel, who is the baritone saxophone player in 45th Street Brass. So that's how I got into that.
We are going to present the KNKX debut of this band right now. Thanks to Drew Thomas. Fire away.
The title song from the record, The Mothership and the Other Ship. This is 45th Street Brass on 88.5 KNKX. Thank you.
Jazz on the new 88.5 KNKX.
Thank you.
That was The Very Thought of You by Wynton Marsalis on his album Resolution of Romance on 88.5 KNKX.
Our School of Jazz guest DJ is Drew Thomas, and he is killing it tonight in the 8 o'clock hour. He's taking things over, he's locked us into the room, and he's brought a whole bunch of fantastic music, a lot of brass stuff, like the 45th Street Brass. Just ahead of that, with The Mothership and The Other Ship, the title song from their recent CD. We're going to hear the Dirty Dozen Brass Band before we wrap it up all again. Drew is an 18-year-old trumpet player at Linwood High School under the direction of Phil Onishi, and the band just last week was live in our studios playing a combo session with Anton Schwartz. We're going to talk about that. First, I wanted to ask you about writing and soloing. Do you remember the first time you were asked to play a solo in band?
The first time I was asked to play a solo was on the song called Bluesville in sixth grade band, and everybody played the same solo, so there was no improvising. But yeah, that's the first solo I did.
You made a great recording live in our studios last week with Anton Schwartz and the Linwood High School All-Star Combo. People can check out that session at knkx.org. What was it like working with Anton Schwartz? Fantastic sax player, longtime friend of the station. What did he have to offer to the students?
He had a lot to offer to us, and I can't stress that word enough. He's an amazing musician, and he comes in with so much energy of just appreciating the music of jazz and wanting to sort of infect people with the disease of jazz and get them into it. You can really tell that when he's working with us.
Who picked the songs that you ended up playing?
One of the songs was by 45th Street Brass, who you just heard. We played one song by them, the Adventure Song. And
sounded great, by the way, too. That was a fantastic performance.
Yes, thank you. We also played Simone by Frank Foster and Sugar by Stanley Turrentine.
We're going to hear that great 1970 hit from Stanley coming up in just a few minutes. But first, back to some classy brass. One of your favorites, one of my favorites. He is like musical bacon. You add Wycliffe Gordon to anything, it's going to make it better. What have you got for us from the great trombone master?
We've got Mood Indigo on his album Slidin' Home on 88.5 KNKX.
Thank you.
That was Sugar by Stanley Turrentine on 88.5 KNKX.
That's our School of Jazz guest DJ Drew Thomas, 18-year-old trumpet player. He also blows a little bit of French horn at Linwood High School under the direction of Phil Onishi. Great set there, Drew. And that's a tune that your all-star combo from Linwood High School played with special guest Anton Schwartz live in our studios just last week. You can find our School of Jazz online at knkx.org. And you can find Drew playing with his band. Jazz Night is coming up at Linwood High School just about a month away. May 9th. What's going to be going on that night? Big bands, combos?
Yeah, we'll have our both of our jazz bands will be playing there, and most likely the combo that just performed here at KNKX. And we always have a guest artist, and I don't know who that is yet.
Ooh. Let the mystery simmer there. One more question for you, Drew, as we run out of time here. I'm wondering if you have any plans. You're 18-year-old. You're in your senior year. Do you have any plans to study jazz while you're in college?
I do, actually. I think that jazz is very important to me just because of the amount of time I've put into it. And so I would like to continue that in college and just to be able to play with people who are always pushing me to be better.
It's been great working with you tonight, Drew. You've got one more song, and it's another brass band. Who'd have guessed? And it's a good one. Tell us what you've got to finish off the show for us tonight.
We will be finishing off with Caravan by Dirty Dozen Brass Band, same band that we started off with. On their album, My Feet Can't Fail Me Now. This is on 88.5 KNKX.
Thanks so much, Drew. We'll be right back.
Thanks to Integrative Family Law and Half Price Books for their support. Thanks to Beacon Plumbing and BECU for their support. KNKX 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle. KPLI 90.1 Olympia. KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria. KPLK 88.9 Cedar Woolley. Streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. KNKX connects the Northwest with jazz, blues, and NPR news. It just becomes almost like a conversation between the audience and the band.